Hey, it's Dr. Dave. I got a great question from a listener. I'm going to answer it, and I think it's going to help you a lot also. Stay with me.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, I'm Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is episode 92. Yes, and of course, this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. And not only that, but a lot more. I put a post out on Facebook earlier today. I said, I'm going to be going into the studio. I can answer any questions you may have. And I got a bunch of questions. I'm going to try to get to them. I'm going to start with one. If I don't get to all of them today, we'll do some on a future episode, I promise, because I got so many great questions from you, and I promised many of you that I would answer them on my show. So let's get right into the first question. It comes from Barb. She's from Dayton, Ohio, and she's 50 years old. She asked a great question that I really think is going to help you as well, possibly help you. Here's the question. The question is, I follow a vegan diet and live a healthy lifestyle, but I am not at a healthy weight. Do you have any tips for me? And then she goes on and expands on that a little bit. She gets 10,000 steps a day in. She obviously measures that with, you know, with some type of device on her hip or one of those whatever you call it. I can't remember what you call those things. I don't use one, but she gets 10,000 steps in a day. She strength trains 2 to 3 times per week. So she feels her exercise is pretty solid, and I would agree. That's it's certainly not bad at all. She's thinking maybe she eats too many nuts. She says, I struggle to eat the vegetables. Every week, my husband and I seem to be doing better, but we're lagging behind. She also goes on and another comment on that. She says, I seem to be hungry often, and I'm not sure what to grab when I am hungry. I've tried to incorporate many more foods into my meals, but tend to still be hungry between meals. I've been on and off my vegan diet because of this. Well, Barb, guess what? Today's your lucky day. I am going to absolutely help you. I'm 100% confident I can help you. And not only help you, but help so many people that are watching the show or listening to the show today. Remember, it comes out as an audio podcast every Monday morning. So if you like this and you want to hear more, make sure you go to my website, which is davidmaddow.com. That's davidmaddow.com. DavidMatto.com. You can also subscribe. It's all free. Subscribe through iTunes. You can download it on your iPhone, your Droid, whatever you may have, and listen to it that way. But it's the David Matto Lifestyle Show. We're here. We've been here about a year and a half now. This is episode 92. We're loving this. We're not going anywhere. So every Monday. Now, what I also do a week and a half later on the following Wednesday, I take that Monday's episode, that audio podcast, and I put it up on my Facebook page, David Matto, DavidMaddow, my Facebook page, as a video podcast. So some people just love to listen. You know, they do it while they're working out, while they're driving. Others love to, they're more visual people, and they love to watch the video and see me. I don't know why you'd want to see me. I finished a 7.5 mile run and just got out of the bath. So you're going to have to pardon the way I look if you're watching the video version of this. And if you're listening to the audio and you want to see what I look like, after a 7.5 mile run in the heat and humidity of the Mid-Atlantic region, you will have to wait 1.5 weeks. It'll be up on Facebook as episode 92. So anyway, enough of that. Let's get in and help Barb with this. Barb, I'm going to help you because I'm going to, by the way, it's great that you're vegan. It's great that you're trying to stay with that. I give you a lot of credit there because I'm convinced, as I've said in many shows, I'm convinced that plant-based is absolutely the way to go. There's no question in my mind. So congratulations to you and your husband for going plant-based. I'm going to share with you exactly what I do every single day. And I have an idea some of the things you may be doing wrong. First of all, I do not believe you're eating too many nuts. I don't think that's the problem. Of course, I don't know how many nuts you're eating. If you're eating a truckload of nuts every day, that's probably too much. But I don't think you are, because I eat a ton. And I'm going to tell you why I don't think you're eating too many nuts. I don't think that's the reason. Here's what I do when I wake up in the morning. I eat a ton of fresh fruit. Oftentimes, usually, that's all I eat for breakfast. So when I get up, I will eat almost right away. I'll eat a banana, one banana. I'll probably brush my teeth, floss my teeth a little bit, you know, stuff like that after that. Then that's not even my breakfast yet. I'll start to cut up a lot of fresh fruit. Normally, after I eat my first banana or two, I will go out and walk my Magic Four. In case you're new to this, my Magic Four is covering 4 miles. It could be walking. Walking is fine. I'm a runner. I just got back from running 7.5, but you don't have to run. And walking the Magic Four, it just does something. It's like the optimal mileage. If you can get up to that, it'll take you an hour. You don't want to go too slow. You don't need to go too fast. But if you do this every day or almost every day, I'm telling you, that's why I call it the Magic Four. It works miracles. I swear to you it will. I'm telling you. So I eat a banana or two before I do the Magic Four. When I get back, I'll start cutting up fresh fruit. And I'll tell you what my favorite fruit is. I love, especially this time of the year, I love watermelon. I can't get enough of it. I eat watermelon like it's going out of style. So I start cutting up watermelon. Strawberries, I wash and cut. Different types of berries, such as blueberries, blackberries, sometimes raspberries. One of my all-time favorites, I try to have it every day, is a mango. There's an art, by the way, to peeling and slicing mangoes, which I think I finally mastered, and I'm great at it. Mangoes are great, and I try to have one every day. Papaya, another great fruit. What do we call it? The little, what are those little things called? Kiwi. Kiwi fruit is great. Love it. Either green kiwi. Sometimes I get golden kiwi. There's an Asian market not too far from here. More bananas. Let's see. Is that enough yet? I don't know. Probably could be some apples in there. Apples in the mix as well. Asian pears. But as you can tell, I prepare like a tremendous bowl of fresh cut fruit. And I just start eating it. I don't count calories. I don't think about how much sugar is in the fruit. It doesn't matter. Fruit is made up mainly of fiber and water. And yeah, there's definitely sugar in that. Of course there is. You need sugar, especially if you just got back from your Magic Four. But I just start eating a ton of fruit. And again, I don't measure. I don't count. I pretty much eat till I'm full. That's my breakfast. Sometimes I'll throw in, I used to eat a lot of oatmeal. These days, I really just don't. But sometimes if Yoko's having some oatmeal, I'll have a spoonful of oatmeal. I might throw in a little bit of almond butter. But the bottom line is I eat the fresh fruit and I eat till I'm full. Now, lunchtime is usually around anywhere from noon to one. But I got to admit, I get hungry. And it's funny, Barb, you said you're oftentimes hungry. That's okay. Guess what? I'm hungry all day long. I mean, not. I don't feel like unfulfilled. I just feel like sometimes I'm hungry between meals because I eat at least probably 6 times a day. At least I'm always eating. But it's okay if you're eating plant-based, non-processed food. Then you pretty much can eat all day long and you will not gain weight. You'll reach your equilibrium, which I have done. My equilibrium is about 183 pounds. So I'm 6'2". 6'2", I weigh about 183. That's a perfect weight for me. I don't gain, I don't lose. I pretty much stay there. I eat all day long. So a lot of times if I have a meeting or something in the morning, I'll bring in my backpack to work, to the office, I'll bring nuts. My favorites sometimes are almonds and pistachios. I love all kind of nuts, but those are typically what I'll have in my backpack. By the way, take a hint. I'm always carrying food wherever I am. In my backpack, wherever I go, I generally have at least a couple bananas and nuts at the very least. Sometimes a avocado. And I always carry a knife in my backpack, a really sharp fruit slicing knife so I can cut through things like fruit and avocados if I need to. So I'll carry an avocado usually as well. Avocado, oh yeah, they're high in fat, of course, but it's I believe it's what is it, monounsaturated fat? It's not bad fat. So we need fat. And avocado will fill you like crazy. So I could eat in between meals half an avocado. They're simple. You just slice right through the middle. You squeeze half the avocado right in your mouth, and it's easy to do. Lunch, a lot of times. So I'm not at home. So I'll typically try to go to an ethnic type restaurant. You'll never find me at a diner, steakhouse, a burger joint, anything. I'll go to like an ethnic. So I like Indian. I like Chinese. Because if you go to a Chinese restaurant, here's typically what I do. Go to a Chinese restaurant and ask for a plate of steamed veggies and tofu. And make sure they steam it. Make sure they're not using oil. And some rice to accompany that, and a glass of water is really healthy. And it will fill you up. Believe me, it'll fill you up. But not until dinner. It won't fill you up till dinner, because I'm eating good part of the afternoon. What am I eating? I'm eating some celery sticks with almond butter on them, maybe some more fruit, maybe another half of papaya, more bananas, more nuts. This is, you can tell my lifestyle now. I'm revealing everything. This is what I do every single day. So another thing, I'm at the store almost every day, because when you're living on fruit, you've always got to keep bringing in fresh fruit. Fruit doesn't last that long. And so like at least every other day, I'm bringing in more fresh fruit to the house. For dinner, so Yoko and I discovered something. Our very good friend Sharon introduced us to this. A lot of people like Sharon and people that we attend this Sharon has this potluck dinner every month. By the way, if you're in the Baltimore, Washington area, if you're anywhere near here, I'm going to recommend looking up Columbia Forks Over Knives potluck dinner. Yoko and I are hooked. We've met some of the nicest people in the world at this potluck dinner, and there's a lot of support, and it's just great. So one thing we learned from Sharon, from Denise, from Steve, a few other people there, they've all got this thing called an Instant Pot. Now, if you're watching the video, I'm holding up this little cookbook that comes with the Instant Pot, because Yoko and I bought one pretty much as soon as we started going to these potluck dinners. And for dinner, we throw in, Yoko makes some beautiful stuff. We just throw in, there are all kind of recipes in here. You throw in beans and veggies and you name it. It cooks, it's like a pressure cooker without, let me think what it is. It's a pressure cooker without the, I'm trying to think what the difference is between this and a pressure cooker. It's an electric pressure cooker. Electric, that's the difference. It's so easy to use. It's got like a control panel. You just press a couple buttons and wham, in a few minutes you've got dinner made. And it's delicious. Now, Barb, I want to tell you something. Here's a secret that if you follow everything I've given you so far, and then you follow what I'm about to tell you, I will guarantee your weight loss. I will guarantee it. If it does not work for you and you truly follow what I'm asking you to do, you come here to my home studio and you can hit me. I know it'll work. That's why I'm doing this. I don't think you'd hit me anyway. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to eliminate salt, oil, sugar, and processed foods from your diet. Now, when I say eliminate sugar, that does not mean you can't eat fruit. And when I say eliminate oils, it doesn't mean you can't eat nuts or avocados. Because I want you to get all of your salt, oil, sugar from whole foods, plant-based. I don't want you to ever eat processed foods again. This in itself will make a tremendous difference in your weight loss journey. I promise you. Because here's another trick. I'm going to recommend this. I weigh myself every single day. Some experts tell you not to do that. I say that's ridiculous. The scale is a great tool to see where you are, to measure where you are. And I weigh myself every day. And let me tell you something. I can tell if and when I cheat a little bit. And when I say cheat, I never eat animal-based products ever. But when I say cheat, I mean go to an Indian restaurant and there might be a little bit of oil in the dish I get. If I eat a piece of vegan pizza, I consider that processed food. It's not really healthy. but that's cheating in my way, is never going off the vegan diet. Never, ever, ever, ever. I never make an exception there. But I can honestly tell if I go to an Indian restaurant and I get something with some oil in it and probably some salt, I honestly tell the next morning I go on the scale, there is a difference in my weight and it's a little bit higher than it should be. As opposed to if I'm totally eating plant-based, unprocessed, no oil, no salt, no sugar, it just, my weight stays at 183, sometimes goes to 182, sometimes maybe 184, but it's right around the 183 mark. It is true. It works. I don't count calories. I don't count the amount of nuts I eat every day. I don't count the amount of fruit. I don't count anything. I eat when I'm hungry. I eat a lot. I eat till I'm full. When I get hungry again, I eat again. But the difference is what I'm eating does not cause weight gain. There's a lot of fiber. There's a lot of water. Well, by the way, a little side note. This is interesting, and I didn't mean to get off on a little tangent here, but something I noticed, and maybe somebody that's watching this can actually comment on this when you see the video. I'd love some help on this. I noticed since I started eating a lot of fruit every morning, a lot, and then I'll go out for a run or a walk, I noticed I don't need to be drinking as much water on my walk or run. And believe me, in the mid-Atlantic area where I am right now, I'm in Maryland, in the summer, it's really hot and humid. And in the past, sometimes I couldn't even carry enough water. I have a little hip belt and I carry water. Now I'm eating so much fruit that it seems like I don't require as much water with me while I'm running. So if you know the answer to that, I'd love for you to comment. Somehow get in touch with me. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. If I'm just making that up or if there really is a correlation, I'd love to know that. Because I have noticed that for sure. But if you've noticed, I am not counting calories. I'm not counting anything. Dr. Dave eats and eats a lot. But I'm eating the right food the way nature has kind of nature wants me to do it. And when you do that, there's no weight gain. Let's get into a few other things before we close today. Drinking. Water is the best by far. Right here with me in front of, I've got a cup of green tea. It's good. Water is better. Chamomile tea is very good. It's an herbal tea. But I never, and I mean never, drink any type of soft drink or commercially available iced tea with sweetener, artificial sweetener. Never. Zero. 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 Alcohol. Here's my take on alcohol. Not good. Alcohol is full of calories. You will gain a lot of weight. Do I ever drink alcohol? Yes, but very, very, very little. And when I drink alcohol, it's a tiny bit. I don't think it's good, but I'm telling you something, when I drink, it's very, very tiny and it's not often at all. I think that's, if you just go by what I told you now, just go by this. And if you can even step, you know, I know you're doing 10,000 steps a day. I don't remember how many miles that equates to, but if you think about my Magic 4, especially going outside. I just love to do it outside for many reasons. It's very meditative as well. Or you can listen to a podcast. Hint, hint, hint. If you do everything I talked about, I will guarantee that you will see a tremendous difference in your weight, in your life. Your husband, if he has a weight issue too, I don't think you indicated that, but if he does, he should go and do the same thing. Listen to Dr. Dave. I'm telling you something. It will work. Thanks so much for the question. We have more questions, but we will get them to them on the next episode. So make sure you come back for episode 93, while I help you more with more of your questions. But Barb, thanks for that question. I hope I helped you. I hope I helped thousands of people all across the planet that have the same issue that probably just didn't want to write in. And until next time, I'm Dr. Dave. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.